This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. The city of Frisco has transformed over the last quarter century from a country town to a booming suburb that's home to high-end shops and the Dallas Cowboys. Its schools have been transformed too, as KERA discovered. For the past few months, we've spent some time in and around Liberty High School. Built in 2006, it's the youngest and most diverse school in our American Graduate Series, Race, Poverty, and the Changing Face of Schools.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
It's Friday, a little after 2 at Liberty High School. Zaki Syed recites the Islamic call to prayer. He and 10 other Muslim students are inside a classroom, on their knees, facing northeast. Girls wear hijabs. Everyone's taken off their shoes. They spend the next 15 minutes in prayer. This is not a common scene at most schools. At Liberty, it happens every Friday. Frisco, once a small railroad town, is now one of the fastest growing cities in the country. 2 decades ago, 3 out of every 4 people living here were white. Today, it's a fusion of races and ethnicities, and schools are a microcosm of that. At Liberty, fewer than half of the students are white. 30% are Asian.
My full name is Divya Priya Murali. I'm a junior and I'm 17 years old.
Divya was born in Mesquite. Her parents are from the southern Indian state of Tamil Nadu. It's known for majestic Hindu temples. Even though she was born here, Divya embraces her Indian roots. She celebrates Diwali and goes to the Hindu version of Sunday school. But when it comes to Tamil, the language spoken in southern India, well...
When I was younger, like in elementary school, my parents took me to like a Tamil school that they had running here, and I hated it. But like, I can understand Tamil, but my American accent is like so strong, you can't really understand my Tamil.
She's also learned some Hindi. This cultural curiosity is what fuels her and the weekly podcast she produces.
Hey there, Red Hawks. I'm Divya Murali, and this is the 19th episode of the United Colors of Liberty. And today, I'm here with senior Lizzie Bernius.
Every week, Divya goes in depth with a different student. There's an Indian who's Christian, a kid who's lesbian with interracial parents, and a black student who doesn't celebrate Kwanzaa. Sometimes current headlines spark an idea, like when she interviewed Russian-born classmate Sasha Chuprakova.
How do you feel about there may potentially be more of a intense hostility between the countries?
I don't think it would get to the same point it was at the Cold War, because again...
Lately, Divya's been thinking about the shooting of 2 Indian men in suburban Kansas. One was killed. The accused shooter is white, and before he was arrested, he said he thought they were Middle Eastern.
What happened in Kansas was truly a tragedy, especially since the Indian man and his friend that were killed, that could have easily been one of my relatives, my dad, like someone close to me.
Brian Higgins teaches journalism to Divya and her classmates.
Hopefully they're hearing something that they maybe never thought of before. And if we can get one student to think differently or to perhaps better understand the diversity and the different people and their backgrounds on this campus, then I think we've done a good job.
Higgins came from a very different school, Lovejoy. It's affluent and about 85% white. He says being in a more diverse school gives kids the chance to explore a more challenging range of issues. Take Megan Lin. She's Chinese, a sophomore, and just wrote a column about Asian stereotypes. She says it bugs her when people assume all Asian students are overachievers.
Some people think it's a good stereotype to be stereotype as a smart person, but for those people, when they're expected to be smart and, you know, they feel inadequate, they feel like they're ashamed to their culture, and I don't think that that's right.
Sometimes changes in a student body force a school to change too. 8 years ago, there was no prayer room at Liberty. Scott Worsler is the principal.
We had a group of Muslim students who were leaving school on Fridays for Friday prayer. Parents would come pick them up, and what we found was they were missing about 2 hours of class because of the commute.
At one point, 30 students were leaving campus to pray at a Plano mosque every Friday. Eventually, Liberty let them use an empty classroom as a prayer room. So far, he says, they haven't gotten any pushback.
They're not out proselytizing. They're not out in the lunch periods trying to gain, you know. And honestly, if others wanted to go in and learn and see and experience that, our students are okay with that.
Learning more about each other was the point last year when then-senior Jay Schlegel organized a forum on religious diversity at Liberty. He's now a freshman at Texas A&M. At the time, Schlegel was president of Liberty's Bible study group, and that night, he shared the stage with presidents of the Muslim and Hindu student associations.
With Islamic radicalism around the globe, you have people in Frisco, Texas, that are being talked about in ways that it's an unrelated thing. And I can't agree with that. I think that that's complete lack of understanding, like an ignorance of people that you've been neighbors with for years.
At the forum, Schlegel and the other students explained what their religions are about and took questions from the audience. He says it's crucial to foster this kind of conversation.
As a believer in Christ, I want my faith respected. If I want that respect, if we want respect as people, then we need to show respect.
Brothers and sisters of Islam, I'm sure we all have at one point been told to count our blessings. We live in suburban houses.
And on this Friday afternoon at Liberty, Shoaib Farooqi leads other Muslim students in prayer. The 16-year-old says he feels a sense of responsibility to explain what Islam is and what it's not.
And then hopefully people from, quote-unquote, the Western world will be able to see, hey, you guys aren't exactly like ISIS. You guys aren't exactly like terror groups. You guys aren't exactly supporting an oppressive nation. And hopefully that can sort of alter the perception that we see today.
Stella Chavez, KERA News.